Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I'm going to get back to this in a minute. But before I do that, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. You're on with Michael. Ken, how you doing?
Hey, that's a good karaoke song. I love that one. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. First of all, I believe the United States and Russia both hoaxed each other.
They both hoaxed
with going into space. Going to space, whatever.
Okay.
I think they hoaxed each other.
Okay.
What is your best scenario of what happened when we went to the moon in August 69? What do you think actually happened?
In August of 69?
Right,
you talk about July.
I remember watching it live.
What's that?
Well, when was it? 69? Was it in August?
No, it was July 20th.
I'm sorry. But I'm saying, what do you think the best scenario is of what actually happened?
Well, I mean, personally, I think that they did launch the rocket into low Earth orbit, and they. I mean, there's a number of different scenarios that could have happened. I know what didn't happen, Ken, is they did not go to the moon because they still cannot get through the Van Allen radiation belts to this day. And they've said so themselves. So, you know, what I played for you originally. So it could have been that they were launched up there and they've orbited the Earth for 4 or 5 days or whatever. It could have been it could have been that they didn't get on the rocket to begin with and they were placed out there for the cameras. When they recovered the capsule, you know, coming back into the crashing in the ocean, but you know,
they could have flown them out there, put them on a capsule, and dropped it in the ocean, and came back and got them.
Right. That's a possibility. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
The only thing I do know in my mind for sure, and this is out of NASA's own lips, is they still are working on getting through those Van Allen belts to this day.
No.
All right. So,
like you said before, they're gonna work on this thing they'll get through now. How'd they get through then?
Well, as I played that clip for you earlier, they lost all that technology, and it's too painful to bring it back, right? According to Don Pettit.
They think we're real stupid, right?
Well, that's my point, Ken, is that, you know, all I do is I try to bring out all these psyops and false flags. And again, here's the third or fourth time, that they're telling us now that Bashar al-Assad gassed his own people. That's absolutely ludicrous, okay?
Only sense, does it?
No, he has no reason to do it.
The only United States leaves, here he says, gas them and bring them back. That's what it looks like.
I'm sorry, repeat that, what?
I think they're starting to leave Syria, and Israel says, cast somebody, and they'll come back. So
right.
Do our bidding for us.
Right. It's the United
that's
States.
Like.
That's what it looks like. Yes, it's the United States of Israel. That's what it is. Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Hey, have you ever, sometimes Google space station hoax.
Space station hoax. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They got this big swimming pool in Florida. They could have made a movie set in there, and they probably did, but you see little air bubbles coming up. They go, oh, that busted them. And they get on this jet airplane, and they start going downhill, and they show them floating around in a space, you know. Then they shut it off and go back and do it again and again and get anything they want. Well, what do they do on a space station? Do they produce things?
I have no idea.
I
haven't been there. I don't know. All right. Anyway, thanks for the call. I'll let you go.
Later.
All right. So, you know, there's a clip here that I'm going to click on this because it says the Bolton appointment proves that Donald Trump is being blackmailed. Now, this is supposedly by QAnon. So I'll get to that in a little bit. Before I do, though, before I get back to this, let's go to Nancy in California. Nancy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Nancy in California. Hello.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
On your mic, girl. Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Go ahead.
So I was calling about your previous topic on the moon landing.
Yes.
So in that day and age, it would have been really hard for people to imagine that it was all faked, because even Disney had an exhibit showing all the things that were invented because they were preparing for the moon landing, and that one has to also realize that Walt Disney was a Mason. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And I think that the simple way to understand is that they were in a race with Russia, and they wanted to prove our superiority, and so they faked it just to make us look smarter and more advanced and capable. And that's probably what they told the astronauts. This is,
I'm sure you're pretty close to right, Nancy. Yes. Whatever reasons that they did it, or whatever reasons they faked it, it could very well have been that they did have originally the intent to do it. Because I remember during that race, and I was still a teenager at the time, I remember reports coming out that they were having problems. And this is about 1966 or 67. And they were talking about the Van Allen radiation belts and the problems that they were having of getting around that issue. Okay, and all of a sudden, those reports went away. So, and they claimed that, oh yeah, okay, well, they were able to solve the problem, but they really didn't come out and tell us how or why or any of the like. But I think what happened is that when they found out that there was no way that they were going to be able to get through with the technology that they had, they realized that because of the amount of energy, the amount of propaganda, the amount of excitement by the American people, they had to continue with it. So I'm not going to say that they originally that they knew that they couldn't go, you know, to begin with. I'm thinking as it got closer to the deadline of 1970 and they realized that they couldn't do it, they had to continue the facade. That's what I think happened. Go ahead.
Well, so they probably had expended a lot of money, you know, toward this effort, right? And I'm sure that the way they got them, the astronauts and all involved, you know, who knows how many people were aware of it, to keep their mouths shut, is they made it national security, and it'd be treasonous if they revealed the truth, you know. And also, wherever people go, they like to plant their flags. It's kind of like dogs who like to spray the fire hydrant. We like to claim, you know, ownership. We were here first. We claim ownership. And so if there was any possible way that the Russians might get there first, we wanted to act like, no, we planted our flag. We were there first. The moon is ours. And any resources that might be on it.
Yes. So, again, that's a psyop. It's propaganda, right? And
yep. It was total propaganda. Yep.
Well, anybody that looks at this from a technical, rational, investigative, cognitive point of view would have to conclude that it didn't happen. There's just too many anomalies that the overwhelming preponderance of the evidence shows we didn't go there. Now, there was at the height of that, there was thousands of people that were working at NASA during this. However, these people were doing their own little functions. I believe that there's only a small cabal of people, including the astronauts, which I've watched them intently through their body language in interviews post their supposed landing on the moon. The astronauts were lying. No question about it, they were lying.
Yeah.
But I believe that there was a small element of people that knew. The rest of NASA was duped along with the American people. There's probably, I would say there's probably less than 30 people that knew that it was a hoax. Most people thought it was
that's
real.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, that's probably why they compartmentalize so many things today. They pocket us off. And I remember talking to this man who had gone through the university. He said before they made their change, and I said, what was their change? He said they stopped teaching the way they did, where you had a broad understanding, and they started to compartmentalize. So you would only have a good understanding of a portion of a field. They started splitting fields up into specialties. And some people have argued, no, it's just because there's so much to know nowadays, you can't possibly learn it all, and so they specialize. But I don't buy that.
No, they
the way they used to teach, you were more able to go out and become an entrepreneur and form your own company, be successful, etc.
Right. They want you to be just smart enough to pull the lever to make the widgets and pay your taxes, and not smart enough to figure out what, you know, what's really going on and how enslaved you really are. That's by design.
Right.
That was, yeah,
right.
Implemented
so
by...
I'm so sorry. I've talked over you too much. We need to be self-educated.
Well, we are. I mean, RBN listeners are. But what we're talking about here is the millennial generation and the generation even past that, where what's being taught in the schools, they need to be pulled out of the schools and homeschooled, because it is not education anymore. It's indoctrination. So, and this is a major problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you realize, you know, the media is not to be trusted. I mean, they go right along. Well, maybe you trust the media. Maybe you, and I'm not saying you, maybe it could be argued that the media even swallowed it, they were being deceived, that they didn't know it was a hoax. But I think that the media is complicit in so many cover-ups, and they go on today. There's the moon landing cover-up, but there are some other major ones like 9/11.
Well, yeah, the media's... Go ahead.
And the Holocaust.
No, the media is complicit in it. The media is owned by six different corporations, and those same corporations have sub-corporations that are defense contractors. So they're all partners. They're all hand-in-hand working for, you know, to create this illusion. And that's what we, as I said earlier in the show, we're living in an illusion. We're living in a world where they want us to believe that our government is benevolent. It's not even our government. It's a shadow government that is running the show. It's actually the banksters and the cabal of major corporations and the Bilderberg Group that are running this whole show. So the fact that the United States government, the people that believe this, the United States government, it's not. It's a corporation. The United States is a corporation. The Constitution doesn't exist. The Constitution hasn't existed since, what, 1871? It hasn't existed. It's an illusion. And that's the illusion
right.
in which...
And now they're trying to convince us that Assad gassed his people. They're just liars. And they've been given permission legally with the passage of the NDAA to lie and propagandize us.
Right, yes, the legislation was passed at the end of, I believe it was the beginning of 2013, that allows them to propagandize us through the media. And they've done a great job of it. Well, most of us, not us, not RBN listeners, but most people. So anyway, okay, anything else you want to add before I let you go, Nancy?
No, really love your program. I hope that John will repeat your program over a 24-hour period like he does with so many others. Have you talked to him about that yet?
Well, my programs are archived. I mean, you can go and listen to it anytime you want.
That's very convenient. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you bet. Let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Would you feel violated if I pulled you away from the moon to go to Northern Ireland for a moment?
All right, let's take a trip over to Ireland. Go ahead.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but... Slick Willie Clinton and Tony Blair and Senator George Mitchell, who I believe was the gentleman who set up what they called the Mitchell Agreement that brought about the peace process in Northern Ireland 20 years ago. Well, they're having a little discussion, debate kind of thing here in Belfast today, and it was about the first thing I saw when I got up this morning, and they're sitting on a stage and there's a big backdrop behind them. It says, Building Peace. Now, just before your show started, there's a clip appears on my Facebook page from the ITV News in Britain, and it's Tony Blair says that the UK should intervene in Syria and does not believe Prime Minister Theresa May needs to seek permission from Parliament to do so. Now, how's that for bloody outright hypocrisy?
It's no surprise, John. I mean, we do it here all the time. So, and you know, the UK is right. They're one of our goose-stepping partners in the New World Order. So, you know, why should that surprise anybody?
I know. It disgusts me, man.
Trust me. And, you know, Russia is not going to stand for this. And the United States and Donald Trump, if he does this, if he steps forward and allows them to do this, he is setting himself. Russia is going to bomb the snot out of our ships, and they've got the technology to do it. They're probing a bear that is going to bite their gonads off. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say we've been poking them with a big stick for so long now. I don't figure they can take much more, and they probably won't.
And you know what? You can't blame them, John. I mean, because as far as...
No, absolutely not.
No, as far as Russia's concerned, you know, Bashar al-Assad in Syria is nothing more than their ally, along with Iran, okay? And we are the invaders. We are the aggressors. We are the enemy to a people that want nothing more than peace and to be left alone. But the people that run this country... The shadow government, the SES, call it what you want, the banksters, okay? They're the people. And understand this. They are so close to being exposed. The only thing that's going to stop them from having the curtain come down around them is a world war. That's it. Their show is over, and they know it, because there's too many countries that are pulling out of this petrodollar, and their entire control of the economy via the fiat currency is about ready to collapse. So this is the only move we have left. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Britain's the same. Their economy's in tatters, and I don't. Their economy consists of 80%, 86% of a service industry. You can't sustain an economy on 86% service industry. That's bloody stupid. And I'll share this with you before I leave. I told John Stattmuller this a couple of weeks ago. I heard Patrick Slattery described Theresa May a couple of weeks ago, and it was just the funniest thing I've ever heard. He says, looking at her is like looking at someone decomposing.
Okay.
It doesn't get any better.
All right, thanks, John.
Yeah.
Have a good day, buddy. Okay, so look, this continual stacking of the Trump administration with these Russia-phobes and Iran-haters is by purposeful design. And it is also no accident of presidential fate that Trump has allowed himself to be used to promote war for Israel. In fact, a particular date with Armageddon has been planned for centuries by the New World Order globalist cabal. Now, we can only hope, and it's, like I said, time's running out. I predicted before the election, if the SES is going to be exposed by Donald Trump, it has to happen before the midterms. Well, now I'm going to step that up. This has to happen like Smedley Butler did. Trump knows all the players in the game. This has to come down, and it has to come down quick, or it's not coming down. So, the United States, and as John says, the United Kingdom and Israel have proven to the world community of nations that they will execute any false flag attack anywhere, anytime, to advance their New World Order agenda. And a big piece of that agenda is the Greater Israel Project, which I've reported on before. Now, hence, the whole world has been witness to one false flag chemical attack after another. And with that, let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
And Michael, this is fun. I just wanted to assure you that nobody lost their life at Chernobyl or in Fukushima because we utilized the Apollo spacesuits to protect them from the radiation.
Okay, is that a facetious comment or what?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if we were able to send men through several days of solar exposure, you know, it's not just the Van Allen belt. Van Allen belt is simply the concentration of the energy coming from the sun that's deflected by our magnetosphere, right?
Yeah, so all right. Tom, hold on. I've got to go to a break. I'll hold you over. Be right back. 3 minutes, folks.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I got Tom in Utah on the line here. Go ahead and finish your thought, Tom.
Yeah, back in 1959, I started my career in human and veterinary pathology, but I also ended up working part-time for RAND, or Sperry RAND.
Uh-huh.
And we were also developing guidance systems for the Sargent missile and other missiles, other rocketry. And when I saw the fraud of the moon landing, I said, this is an insanity. We didn't even have guidance systems that were perfect enough to get anybody from here to there and back with any accuracy, let alone the problem that we all already were realizing that when we got up in the higher altitudes, we had interference with radiation that did make it through the Van Allen belt.
So, Tom, you knew that the moon landing was a hoax even before they went, right?
It was just like when I sat at my desk when 9/11 occurred. Since I'd actually labored in New York, had experience in those buildings, I'd worked with the with Western Electric. We actually provided the wiring for those buildings. I knew that that was a absolute perfect raising of those buildings. So, part of my income from my education, I worked for Whitmer Brothers here in Utah, and we dropped buildings. When I saw the towers drop, I said, wow, those guys are good. I just said, those guys are good. They wired that building perfectly. But there's twice in my life when I saw the event when I knew it was BS. And that was the moonshot, and then 9/11. And all the other stuff around it. The previous caller was mentioning, we have a list of false flags.
It's all towards the same agenda, and we're right at the doorstep right now of nuclear war. And I'm just hoping with my fingers crossed that Donald Trump realizes it with his IQ and has a plan to step in here. Otherwise, it's a distinct possibility that we're all dead because Russia is not going to put up with this any longer, and they've already made it clear that they're not.
Yeah, thank heavens. By the way, about what's her name, Stormy? I ended up going down to Los Angeles for Paul McCartney and ended up developing a friendship with a fellow practitioner in medicine down there who happens to be the contracted OBGYN or gynecologist for the porno industry. And what's really interesting is when I hear this story about Donald Trump having an affair with Stormy.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any sense because you know how OCD Donald is about his health. Can you imagine him having sex with a public toilet? Not in a public toilet, but with a public toilet. And that's what the... In fact,
okay.
my friend who runs a clinic down there on Lincoln Avenue in Venice Beach, he's required to examine these porn stars every several weeks or several months for STDs and treat them. And he does treat them. So when I heard about Donald Trump supposedly having a relationship with a porn star, I said, wow, a guy that's that OCD, it's not going to ever happen. He would have them bring a certificate of purity before he'd even mess with them.
Well, we're getting a little off topic here, Tom, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let me get back to this. The ZAAA leadership, I'm assuming that's Zionist, American, and I don't know what the other two A's stand for, knows that these photos of apparently poisoned children piled on top of each other is guaranteed to trigger a knee-jerk reaction by the false accusers against the innocent accused. Now, the Brits have established a whole network of fraudulent witnesses on the ground and throughout the UK who routinely provide false testimony about these staged chemical attacks. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is one of those fake organizations, so are the utterly bogus White Helmets. And given the Operation Gladio infrastructure that has been painstakingly put into place over the years by NATO through the Levant, it's very easy to conduct these false flag attacks without being caught in the act. And of course, they are never perpetrated without detection, since the CIA, MI-16, MI6, and Mossad have their fingerprints all over these assaults. Let's see. I got a little thing on my screen. Who we've got up next here? Did I see Bruce? Is it Bruce or is it Peter?
It's Bruce.
Bruce.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, Bruce, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to know, I spoke with you when you went on the evening show for a while, maybe about a year back.
Uh-huh.
I made a suggestion that in order to raise funds and maybe give listeners an outlet to voice their views, that maybe like a 15-minute time buy or donation.
Okay, Bruce, Bruce, hold that thought. I got to go to a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll continue with this. Hold on, Bruce. Peter, I'll get to you next. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Bruce, run that by me again now. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, I put in a suggestion maybe a year ago when you were on the evening show there that maybe in order to raise funds and give listeners an outlet to maybe present some evidence or some facts that they may have, maybe a donation of a certain amount, like several hundred dollars or so, or maybe a 15-minute time slot or 30 minutes with a selected host, to present whatever topic they wish to discuss. You said you would speak with Mr. Statmiller on that. Maybe it fell through the cracks. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, it probably did. I mean, look, I don't have an aversion to doing that. Here's the issue, and the listening audience knows this, and by the way, Peter in Los Angeles, I'm going to get to you next. Okay, here's the issue with that the donations that come into the network go to the network, okay? They don't go to me. I don't get paid for this. I have two other jobs, and I spend more time, and this is true, I spend more time doing research and doing this show than I do at my other two jobs combined. And of the three jobs, this is the only one I don't get paid for. So here's the issue, is that I could do that, and I will do that. I'll bring somebody up on the air that wants to you know, take their 15 minutes of fame and, you know, put up a couple hundred dollars or whatever. That's fine, but that's going to go to me. That's not going to go to John. Now, if John has an issue with that, then I would suggest that you talk to John. John may do that for donations to his network, but I'm not going to do that on my time unless the money goes to me. Because right now, my days are, I mean, like from the time I get up till the time I go to bed at night, I am busy as I can be. I think that's a good idea.
Perfectly understood, and I can put that on. We can put that on the back burner then.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I was listening to a Robert Raybould show last night, and it's just pretty perplexing and disappointing that with such a vital topic as false flag operations that have been going on over the years, that when we now see again this, you know, in recent times, that affect the course of human events, you know, and then people call in and I'm not going to belittle their view or their perspective on moon landings or flat Earth or any of these other topics, but to raise them constantly over and over again, I think it's a distraction, and it can also discredit the truth movement. You know, because the opposition can point to us and say, "Look, those are the people who believe the Earth is flat." Do you get what? You see what I'm getting at?
Let me interject here. I did that first hour for a reason. I want to make it clear to my listening audience that's my belief. Now, if somebody wants to have another belief, that's their belief. That's their opinion, and I'm not going to take that away from them, okay? But I want to make it clear what my belief is on the moon landing, all right? And I did that for a reason, okay? And you say, well, that discredits the movement. No, it doesn't, because nobody's going to agree with you, Bruce, on every issue or every opinion that you have. Nobody, including hosts on this network. Now, there are hosts on this network that don't agree with me. I don't care. That's their opinion. This is my opinion. There are hosts that don't agree with me about that.
I understand. Robert has a different take than you do, and I have a take that's kind of between the both of you. But what I'm getting at is, this is point of 9/11, which is, you know, the similar event that kicked off all this war on terror and war on the public, basically, on the free speech and freedom of thought and our privacy issues, you know, and no one brings that up, you know, that's the issue I would like to talk about, you know, when I first brought up maybe a time bias, because it's just, you know, I had a personal interest in what transpired in 9/11. You know, people in my organization were killed, okay? Mm-hmm. And I looked into it for years, and basically I've come up, you know, you eliminate the impossible, and you come up with the only possible solution or explanation. And the explanation points directly to the people that's probably responsible for this false flag that we just had this week.
I was just going to say, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, again, that's my opinion of who did 9/11. I believe I know who did 9/11 along, and there's a number of people in my venue that totally agree with me. Okay, and I believe it was a combination of the Israeli Mossad, the CIA, and the Saudis. I think that's the three culprits that did it. And I've got a whole lot of proof to show. You know, now, could I be wrong? I'm open to suggestion, but that's my belief, okay? And I'm holding on to it. Anything else you want to add before I let you go, Bruce?
No, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
By the way, Bruce, let me know. Hold on a minute. That would probably say encourages it. Keep the host motivated. All right. Teresa from the... okay, let's... Teresa from the Upper Peninsula. I'm going to go to you next, Teresa. But hold on. Let's go to Peter in L.A. Thanks for holding, Peter. What's on your mind?
Turn on...
Hello?
Michael, I just turned on the TV here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm in L.A. I've got regular cable here, but I'm looking at two channels here. One is the American Heroes channel, and from now, 12 o'clock until like 10 o'clock at night, let me read you their lineup. Hitler's Empire, the post-war plan, Hitler's Empire, the post-war plan, Hitler's Empire, the post-war plan, Nazi death squads, 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 Nazi death squads. That goes on. Now we're after midnight, and we're still back to the post-war plan thing. And then there's another channel that is the National Geographic channel, and they have, their lineup is, hold on a second, let me get this back. Here we go. In Love with Hitler, Nazi secret weapons, Nazi scrapbooks from hell, Hitler's GI death camps, Hitler's secret attack on America, Hitler the junkie, after Hitler, Nazi underworld, inside the SS, Nazi underworld, inside. Now this is, now we're going into like 2 a.m. But the point is that I want to make, and I, by the way, I just watched Schindler's List again for about the third or fourth time about two nights ago. And there's that scene where the commandant of, supposed commandant of Auschwitz, being played by Ralph Fiennes, takes a hunting rifle. He's sitting up in his quarters and he just picks off some random Jewish prisoner somewhere and then, you know, dances and screams about how great it was and all that kind of stuff. Now, I want to tell you, there's no documentation that that ever happened. But just yesterday, I saw real video of Israeli snipers killing unarmed Palestinians and then gleefully cheering and shouting around. And then another video of a bunch of Israelis putting out lawn chairs and blankets and having lunch and picnicking and cheering as they were watching the slaughter of another thousand, you know, it's been like 1,000 a week people shot. And I'm thinking to myself, who's worse here? You know?
The bottom line is this, Pete, and I got to let you go here, but the bottom line is this. They are everything that they accused the Nazis of being. That's who they are. And it's, you know, the trick is, you know, just like, I mean, you could take Hillary Clinton. She accuses people of doing exactly what she's done. That's their trick. Okay, and we that are in the know that can see know that. With that, I got to let you go, Pete. I got to move on. Let's go to Teresa in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Teresa, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
Teresa. Hi.
I was stationed up in Iceland in 1972, and then they have the Icelandics working on the base and everything, and you get to talk to them and listen to them, and they have to graduate high school knowing 6 to 8 different languages, and how the Icelandics really love America. They think the people are really nice, and they like the Southerners, the way they talk, you know, just talking on and on. And then we got on the subject of United States people are the most lied to in the world, and then we got on the subject of the moon landing, which in 72, wasn't far away, right? And they were talking about how when Hollywood flew up everything and fenced off a huge, huge area, and they were laughing because they think that we don't know our country and we can't sneak in there. Well, they did, and they watched the moon landing. You know, they probably filmed it first, you know, the guy jumping out of the spaceship and whatever, and he said.
And where was it? Wait a minute. Where was it filmed, Teresa?
At Keflavik, Iceland.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Where the base is, and their airport, the Iceland's airport, is right in there. You know, in the base, so they
uh-huh.
use that. You know, but I kept it with me for all these years. You know, but I believed them. You know, and the way they said how they had a hike in there. You don't really hike in ice. It is just like the moon, right off the base here. Oh, the whole Iceland is, you know.
Well, and I'm going to mention. Go ahead.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to mention, when I believe it was when the Vikings came over, they named Iceland for a reason, because Iceland and Greenland, they named Greenland, and they named Iceland, but it's actually the opposite. Iceland is more green than Greenland, that has more snow. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if you ever did go up there, you know, the ground and the cracks, it's just like the moon. And then when there is a full moon, everything's larger up there, you know, because of the curvature of the Earth. And I was kind of wondering, I had the Look magazine from when they did land and put the flag down, and there was a big controversy about that first picture. The flag was down, you know. And the picture that I have on the Look magazine, they put a stick in it, and then they put the picture out again.
Okay, well, listen.
You know, up in...
That's the first time I ever heard that, but I got to run. I got other callers online, but I got to let you go. Thanks, Teresa. I appreciate that input. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about this, but yeah, Iceland is volcanic, so there's areas where it's like a moonscape, and it's dark. It's just like black from, you know, how much of the year the sun doesn't come up. So you could do an outdoor set that looks an awful lot like an alien landscape, the moon.
That's the first time I ever heard that, but go ahead.
Yeah, everybody tries to say, oh, they filmed it out in Groom Lake, blah, 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 you know, Area 51, and they still have the sets or something, blah, I don't know. But anyway, I'd originally called for a completely different reason, but she kind of distracted me. What I was going to ask her, since she's up in the Upper Peninsula, maybe she could call back, is what she thinks the sentiment would be the second year after the Great Lakes don't thaw out. You know, as we're talking about this ice age and Maunder Minimum and these several long-term cycles, 500 and 150-year cycles, plus the sunspots and all the, you know, the heliosphere has retreated 50%. During the space age and all this sort of stuff, that's going to affect our food and the migration chaos from Canada and Michigan and wherever would probably be very taxing on our economy, not to mention all the infrastructure that would be affected by that. There was a persistent low pressure system over Kentucky a couple of years ago, and I took the map for the known nuclear power stations, and for 4, 5, 6 days, you know, this low-pressure system just squatted over Kentucky. And if we were to have some kind of a solar event, like a corona mass ejection that took out the power grid, and we had several Fukushimas, there's no place that's really safe in this country, because all of those plants, the wind would circulate back from the east, like a nor'easter sort of, and spiral right down into the heart of, you know, Dixie and Missouri and places like that. So, and people that think that a lot of the stuff that's back east or whatever is going to drift on over into the Atlantic Ocean if some kind of an event like that happens, and think they're safe in Kentucky or maybe even Arkansas. And so there's another host on this show that talks about years ago when he moved into the Ozarks, that the insurance people said, why are there so many Navy veterans here in the Ozarks? And apparently they published a map, and a lot of Navy people were in the know, and that's where they retired to, because that was one of the safest places for earthquakes and nuclear Armageddon or stuff like that. So there's always retired Navy people that's moved in there. And based on what I saw with that weather pattern, Arkansas is not going to be safe. I mean, it would circle.
Well, I don't think, right? I got to let you go here shortly, yeah. Mike, but I got another caller. I'm running out of time,
sure.
But I don't think there's anything safe with what we're doing and poking and prodding over in Syria and Russia, because the nukes are right around the corner. If Trump doesn't back off of this, we're in for a lot bigger problems than just weather. But with that, let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, am I coming in?
Yes.
Yeah, Michael, I'm really sorry, but you know, you know, John's going to have to let you go. You got to get on down the road. You're off the reservation. You fully know that by dealing with the moon and exposing that you're a closet flat earther. You know all about it, and John just can't have that on a station. You're going to have to go.
Oh, you're trying to kid, buddy. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you can't deal with this. You've been told.
I can deal with whatever I want to deal with, Tim. Okay, and I have a right to my opinions. Okay, you have a right to your opinions. So I'm sorry.
You're discrediting the station, and you're
okay.
Dealing with.
Well, listen. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Call John Stadtmiller and let him know. Okay, do that. Call John or send him an email and let him know. Please do that.
You got to get on down the road, Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh, That's too bad. What do you think, folks? Do I have to get on down the road? I got an idea, Tim, in Washington. All right. There's all kinds of frequencies out there. And if you don't want to listen to me, all you got to do is turn the dial, my friend. That's all you got to do. Very simple, right? I'll talk about whatever I want. John and I are friends. John, before I came back on this network, John told me I could talk about whatever I want. I trust John. John's a man of his word. I'm talking about whatever I want, and I have my own right to my own opinion. Thank you very much, Tim. You get on down the road. We'll be back. Final segment coming up. Be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
No, I'm not going to back down, folks. I'll never back down, Tim in Washington. Like I said, tune me out. Don't. All right, folks. We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I won't back down. Never going to back down, Tim. And I'm open to debate with anybody that wants to debate it. So there. Given the Operation Gladio infrastructure that has been painstakingly put into place over years by NATO throughout the Levant, it's very easy to conduct these false flag attacks without being caught in the act. And of course, they are never perpetrated without detection, since the CIA, MI6, and Mossad have their fingerprints all over these purposely shocking assaults. So why does President Trump go along with these false accusations? Well, the crucial question must be answered and dealt with sooner than later, very sooner than later, folks. The link that follows discloses information that ought to concern every patriot who voted for Trump to stop the wars. Trump's Syria withdrawal was textbook U.S. deception. The timing of Saturday night's fire that tore through the 50th floor apartment of Trump Tower is quite suspicious. If someone basically telling the president to go with the neocon plan to invade Syria or else his real estate worldwide will become vulnerable to arson and maybe other mishaps. Trump also went along with the patently false accusations that the British government aimed at Russia for the poisoning of the Skripals. Not only did Trump unquestionably agree with the UK's absurd conclusions, he also expelled 60 Russian diplomats and officers based on an outright lie. And the entire Novichok nerve agent affair can now be seen in its proper light. The British intelligence community carried out the attempted murder of a Russian double agent for various reasons. However, the most important was to smear the Kremlin by flooding the mainstream media with false stories about the chemical poisoning of Russia. The real perps made it easier to associate the chemical attack in Dumas with Putin's government. This plot will only thicken until the West has finished its conquest of the Middle East, and Russia, especially, remains the target of the neocon Zionists. The globalists will not rest until President Putin's government has been completely overthrown. They will employ every strategy and tactic necessary to force a regime change in Moscow, as an article delineates. Strat4 Chief reveals the Zio-Anglo-American plot for world domination. Now, that following article has been reposted in its entirety for those who want to read it. It contains a prediction about the Dumas false flag attack. And the target, main target, folks, is Iran. So, that being said, I'm about out of time for today. I want to thank everybody that called in today with your thoughts and your opinions. Tim in Washington. Okay, but I'll guarantee you one thing, Tim. You tune in tomorrow, I'll still be here. Anyway, that being said, I want to thank the engineer. I want to thank Mike for manning the controls today, being the navigator. And I want you to stay tuned for Michael Rivero, who I'm sure has a whole lot of more information on what's going on in Syria and what we might be expecting in the not-too-distant future. And we can only hope, folks, that Trump is about ready to pull the trigger on SES, because if he isn't, all of us are in deep trouble. Thanks a lot. We're out of time. Bye for now. I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Tim in Washington. Bye for now.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. 'Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.